History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we're going to go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. We're joined by Padres Hall of Famer and great Major League player for a long period of time. Gary Templeton joins me on 97.3 The Fan. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well. You've been watching Padre baseball a little bit here the last couple weeks?
Oh, yes. I've been watching Padres play.
Well, I want to ask you... I've been pretty impressed by Fernando Tatis Jr., a 20-year-old major league shortstop, and the guy I've got on the line right now broke into the big leagues with the St. Louis Cardinals, a 20-year-old shortstop. What's he going through right now, Gary?
Right now, I think he's going through good times. I mean, you know, he started batting down in the order. Now he's up where he's probably comfortable. They said he's a lot more comfortable at the top, so... And he's having success, so I would have to say that the young man right now is full of confidence, and you know, he's doing the job. I like the way he plays.
It seems like he plays with a great deal of passion. It looks like he's having fun out there right now, and of course, it's a lot easier to have fun when you're performing well.
Yeah, whenever you're performing well, you know, it gets easier, and plus, I could see that the veterans is having a good time with him, because I've seen. One time they showed in the dugout where he was surrounded by a couple of the veterans, and, you know, they was jabbing and giving him a good time, keeping him relaxed, and so that's always good, too, that the veterans is right there beside him.
Hey, Gary, when you broke in with the Cardinals, what was it like for you? Could you kind of take us through maybe your first few months? Did you have some mentors with the Cardinal organization that helped you along the way?
Well, the Cardinals had a great farm system of coaches and instructors to help you. So, you know, the only way you made it up to the top was you had to know, you know, just about everything. They wouldn't move you up to the next level unless you knew all of the stuff that the Cardinals did in their organization. So, but then once I got to the up to the top, I would have to say Lou Brock took me under his wing, and you know, Lou was there for me, and a couple other guys, Beg McBride and Ted Simmons. I would have to say Ted Simmons and Lou Brock were the two biggest guys that, you know, they took me under their wing.
We're visiting with Gary Templeton, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Gary, when you look at the overall Padre ball club right now, you said you've been watching, you've seen their pitching staff, you've seen what they're doing defensively, offensively. You think this team, you think they can play 500 ball this year, or is that going to be a little bit of a reach with that young pitching staff?
No, I don't think so. They look like they could play a little bit better than that. I mean, the defense is solid. They have a real solid defense. I see that. The pitchers, you know, they seem like they're under control. You know, they're young, but it seems like they're doing a good job. They're keeping the ball down in the strike zone. They're throwing strikes. Every once in a while, they elevate it. But, you know, that happens with young guys, young pitchers. But I think that their hitting is good enough. I mean, over the last week or so, it seemed like they went back to taking long swings. But, you know, at the beginning of the year, and they was taking that short swing and putting the ball in play, scoring runs, hitting home runs. But I think they can be better than a 500 team.
I want to ask you about the hitting philosophy nowadays. Not only did you play for a long time and had an unbelievable major league career, and I want to talk about switch hitting with you here in a minute, but, you know, this launch angle, and you managed, after you got done playing, you managed and coached at a variety of different levels. The launch angle, what's your opinion of that?
Well, the only reason why, a lot of people don't realize, but the only reason why is that these young men, and they're teaching the launch angle now, is because of the strike zone. I mean, the strike zone now, just above the belt, is a ball. So, I mean, when I played, it was letter high. You know, so you have to hit a letter high fastball, and you can't launch a letter high fastball. But these kids today, they don't have to swing at that pitch. So, you know, everything is kind of down in the strike zone. So you can teach launch angle, you know, guys to launch the ball because they don't have to hit a high pitch. I mean, come on, you try to hit Nolan Ryan or somebody else's high fastball, 97 miles an hour at the letters, you're not going to launch that pitch. You know, if you make them bring it down thigh high, it's pretty much where the strike zone is now, right at the belt, I would say. Yeah, you can teach launch angle, but when we played, you couldn't teach that because the strike zone was completely different. And, you know, if they were to elevate the strike zone the way it was and the way it is in the rule book, letters to the knees, then, you know, it wouldn't be no launch angle. But, you know, that's the way the game is now. That's the way the strike zone is. So, yeah, you can teach kids to launch the ball. But, you know, the name of the game is still get on base, score runs. So you still have to have guys that can hit doubles and singles and, you know, and then, you know, if you get a pitch to launch, then, you know, you can launch it.
Well, Gary, I want to follow that up. A couple of questions I got. Number one, it seems like to me with all these guys wanting to do the launch angle, you could pitch them up in the zone. And I think going forward, we may see pitchers, you know, that have a little mustard on the ball, challenge those guys up in the strike zone a little bit more. And second of all, why don't they call the full strike zone right now? I think it would definitely speed up the game and make the hitters go up there swinging the bat rather than trying to work the count. Because let's face it, there are very few teams that have the prototypical leadoff hitter like they did in your day where, guys, there was a speed element to the game. The stolen base is becoming extinct right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't know why the strike zone changed, but it changed years ago. And so, you know, kids now grow up not swinging at anything high. So if you had pitchers that got that mustard and they challenge them up, because a lot of times that pitch up, it looks good. And guys will swing at it, you know, if you throw it in the right areas. But they're so used to not swinging at that pitch from an early age where in my time, you know, you had to fight that pitch off, you know, because those pitchers, they used to call it climbing the ladder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they throw you one up there if you fouled it off, then they'd throw another one just a little higher and then another one just a little bit higher to get you to chase. But, you know, I mean, the game has changed. I mean, you know, everybody's changing with the game. But I'm like you. You know, if you go back to the normal strike zone, you know, and then you eliminate launch angle and – it might bring back in the, you know, stolen base because, you know, I was kind of, when I seen the World Series and you seen all that talent on the field and it was only one stolen base in the World Series, I mean, that was sad.
That's pretty amazing. No question about that. We're joined by Gary Templeton here on the SDCCU fan hotline. I want to talk a little bit about switch hitting because I know we have a lot of parents that listen to the program. You're one of the great switch hitters in the history of the game. I believe to this day you're still the only man that ever had 100 hits from the left side, 100 hits from the right side in the same season. I know the last week or so you went primarily right-handed to do it, but nonetheless, you got it done. Could you talk a little bit about that and how old you were when you started switch hitting and if you think kids should be encouraged at an early age to give it a try at least?
Well, I think that you know, you only encourage the kids that want to do it. Now, believe it or not, I didn't start until the Cardinals drafted me.
Wow.
I was predominantly a right-handed hitter. I led my high school 4 years in a row in hitting as a right-handed hitter. And when I got drafted, I went to camp. The Cardinals, I was taking batting practice off Bill Cottle.
Huh.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the farm director said, "Hey, get on the left side." And so we had a little argument about it because I was like, "I don't want to hit left-handed." And he's like, "Get on the left side." So I started when I was 18 years old down in Florida. And I didn't particularly like it because, you know, I was a right-handed hitter. I had, you know, back then, you know, you looked at hitters on TV that you liked and you kind of, you know, emulated them. You know, I liked the Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, you know, guys like that, and Roberto Clemente. So I kind of took a little bit from each one of those guys. And then now I had to go to the left side and have to learn how to do all of that all over again. So I think that if kids want to do it, if you're going to do it at an early age. Don't do it when I did it late. And it's fine. I think it's fine. But the kid has to want to do it. And, you know, I wouldn't pressure him to do it.
I gotta tell you, I remember talking to a scout many years ago, and I can't remember who it was, and your name came up. And they said, yeah, when Gary Templeton was at Santa Ana, coming out, he had the best arm, the best legs, and the best bat around. The only thing you needed to know about Gary, you just needed to let him know what time he needed to be at the ballpark and if he needed a ride. That well, was a scouting report I got on you.
Well, you know, that was the way it was back then, you know, because, you know, our parents worked. So, you know, if you needed to be somewhere, you know, we always tried to hustle a ride, or either we had to, you know, walk or run to get to the ballpark, whatever, because, you know, our parents, you know, they all work. So there was either one parent or maybe there was a couple parents that was driving that day, was off, and then, you know, we got a ride to the ballpark, or wherever we had to go play.
Well, I just know they always wanted to have you in the lineup because, like the scout said, the best arm, the best legs, and the best bat around. Got to make sure he's at the ballpark and ready to go because we got an opportunity to win a ball game with him in the lineup. Hey, Gary, good to visit with you this morning. Enjoy the ball game tonight. I'm sure you'll be tuned in tonight after an off day yesterday, and we'll look forward to doing this again real soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, and go Padres.
There you go. Padres Hall of Famer Gary Templeton joining us on the program. Yeah, I can't remember. It was a long time ago. Scout told me that, and I just had to chuckle a little bit because when you watch Gary Templeton with the Cardinals and then with the Padres, what a talent. And again, he got to the big leagues at 20 years of age, and we thank Gary for joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. You can also nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big banking, it's better.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.